that honor. He just gave us a praise right now.
From the God of his salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can y'all just give God? It's kind of quiet in here for me. Y'all going to make me work my feet away. Somebody just give God some praise. If he's done anything for you, just give him some praise. Hallelujah. If he woke you up and you're glad about it, give him some praise. If you need to work mine right now, just give him some praise. If you got a portion of health and strength, just give him some praise. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's worthy. And I'm just going to take care of a little household stuff about me. My name is Dr. Shonda Reynolds Christian. Can my husband please stand up?
Amen.
You can be seated now. He get a little irritated about that name, but I put that name on the back of my name. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to give him the praise. Just thank you, praise God, for my husband.
Amen.
And you was talking about the movie. Pastor Rick, will you stand up?
Yeah.
Gina, can you stand up?
Yeah. Amen.
This is the man that led me to the Lord.
Amen.
This is the man that came to the rehab where I was getting myself together.
Amen.
He came and ministered, and he took us to his house, baptized me at his house, then he took me to a little church, hallelujah,
amen.
And he's been in my life ever since. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I love you. Hallelujah. You know, there's ministry in rehab.
Amen. Yes.
There's ministry in the jails.
Yes.
There's ministry outside these church walls.
Yes.
And we need to be about God's business.
Because
everybody ain't going to come to church.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm not going to hold you long.
Yes.
Yes. It'll be real short.
Uh-huh.
A year ago this past week, my lovely wife was diagnosed with stage 4 endometrial carcinoma. It was in her lungs, both lungs, lymph nodes in the front of her body, her groin muscles, her groin bones, her uterus, and her left thigh. And the doctor didn't give us a whole lot of good news. But we told him that we're like Job. Though he slayed me, I'll trust him.
Yeah.
And we went outside and we had a little cry at first. I turned on some music on the stereo in the car, and the song came on, "Sometimes It Takes a Mountain." 4 months and 15 days after that horrible diagnosis, she was deemed cancer-free. But we didn't have any fear because we knew whatever happened, God was still in control.
Amen.
He's still in control today. We had expectations. We didn't just have faith. We had expectations about what God was going to do. And that's what we need to do. Faith without works is dead. You got to get up off your dead hind end and do something about it. And then he'll begin to move. He's already moving. But he can't move very far because he's already there.
Amen. We've overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Would follow me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and I'm going to read verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. If you have it, say amen. If you need some time, just say hold up. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Hallelujah. If you'll stand for the reading of God's blessed word. Hallelujah. Everybody have it? Amen. And it reads as follows. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Father in heaven, we come before you, Father. We thank you and praise you for who you are, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are the which was, the which is, and the which is to come. We thank you, Father God, that there's no God like you in all the earth. You are God above all gods. Hallelujah. And we bless your holy name. We thank you, Father God, for a day that we've never seen and a day that we'll never see again. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this appointed time. We thank you for Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way.
Yes.
Have your way. Father God, I right now decrease that he may increase within me. I hide behind the cross that they don't hear from Shonda, but they hear from you.
Yes,
Father God, I pray that you would open up the ears, the mind, and the heart of those under the sound of my voice, that they may receive the word of God. Hallelujah. That it will change the trajectory of their lives. Hallelujah. That they will never be the same again. And Father God, we just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, we claim victory and call it done. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I just gotta get this off on the right. I want you to know that God is blessing me. He blessed me. Hallelujah. And he kept me from all harm. Thank you, God. He's been good to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have Paul, who is the writer of this book and other books, who's in the midst of hardship. Paul penned this letter to the church of Philippi. In the midst of hardship. And he, in the midst of him writing, he was encouraging them to beware, for one. Beware. Beware. Hallelujah. Of evil workers. They're coming. They're already here. We're in a world right now that there's so much going on, and I know if we just look back, we would think, oh my God, I can't believe that's happening. I can't believe that's happening. But we have Paul, who, everybody know Paul. I'm going to try to teach and not, well, I'm going to try to teach, and I'm going to try to hold on, and I'm going to try to get this out, because I don't want you to miss it. Paul says here, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I hadn't arrived. I heard Sister Mary say something about doing who I hadn't arrived. Paul said, I have not arrived. I have not arrived. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to get this thing right. So just because you have you know, been promoted on your job. Just because you have bought a new car. Maybe you drive a Mercedes Benz. Maybe you drive a BMW. Maybe you drive a Lamborghini. You still had to ride. And Paul is trying to make a point to the church of Philippi that I had to ride. I'm an apostle, been called by the Lord, but I still have not arrived. He said, but one thing that I do, I forget those things that are behind me. Paul was an eighth day stock of Hebrew. Hallelujah. He was circumcised the eighth day. He was a stock of Hebrew. He was a tribe of Benjamin. He had all the accolades that he needed, that he thought was bringing him favor to the Lord. See, when you forget those things that are behind, he ain't just talking about the bad stuff. There's some good stuff that you keep holding on to. Man, I remember when. Oh, I remember when I did this, and I remember when I did that. You got to let all that go. All of anything that's holding you with your mind and your spirit in the back of you, you need to let it go. What got you bound today? What's holding you back? What you keep meditating on? What you keep thinking about? Paul said, I got to let that go. It didn't do me no good. Who I was as a person, it didn't give me favor with God. He said, but I let those things go that I may reach for those things that are ahead. And I come to tell you today, church, before you press on, you got to press in.
Amen.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? Before you press on, you got to press in. You got to look within yourself. What's holding you back? What's keeping you in the same place? If you look over your life and you see that you're in the same place you was last year, what is that thing that's got you held back? You're trying to move forward, but you're still standing in the same place. He said, forget about those things. The Bible says in Hebrews 12 and 1 and 2, we have a great cloud of witnesses, but we have to lay aside every weight, every sin that easily beset us. What's holding you back? What's keeping you in the same mind frame? Before you press on, you got to press in. You got to know you. Pastor can know you, but you got to know yourself. What is it about you that you keep on going around that mulberry bush? Is it anybody in here going around the mulberry bush? Anybody stuck? Anybody here stuck with the same mindset? Same behavior, same tone, ain't done changed. Anybody in here? Anybody gonna judge you? Anybody in here? Was Paul in the church of Philippi the only people? He said, we gotta let those things go. We gotta let it go. What did God tell the children of Israel when he rained manna down upon them? He said, don't put it up. Eat all you want. Get your fill today. Don't store none up. Let's eat it today. We got to be in this very moment. Right now. Not yesterday. Not because guess what? Lamentations tell us that his mercies is renewed every morning. We have a new beginning to get it right every morning. Every morning we can get it right. What I didn't do right yesterday, I can get right today. But I got to let those things go that hold me back.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, I got to look at me to move on to what God has for me in the future.
Yes.
In the next 30 minutes. You got to press in to press on.
Yeah.
You can't get past A until you can't get to B until you deal with A. And I know that there's somebody in here that's holding on to the past that won't let the past go. If I had have did this, if I could have did that, I should have did this. I started college in 1986. You know when I finished? 2003. Count them years. 1986, 2003. That's when I finished. Because things in between happened. And once even after God blessed me to go back to school, you know what I kept on saying? Man, if I had just finished college in 86, I would be this in DCS right now. I could be this right here if I had just stayed on the right path. Sometimes we get off the path, but praise God, we got back on the path. You got to press in to press on. And Paul is saying here that even though I was a Hebrew, even though I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees, even though I was circumcised the eighth day, it didn't do me no good. Hallelujah. Even though I'm a Baptist, even though I belong to Brickyard Church, that don't mean nothing to God if you're not Christ-like.
Amen.
If you don't have Christ-like behavior, if you're not doing what God has told you to do, you can be on this road till the day you die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it ain't going to do you no good just being on the road. As Pastor Rick said, faith without works is dead. We got a job to do.
Amen.
We got work to do. There's people out here hurting, people out here miserable, people out here killing themselves. The drug epidemic has increased double time, triple time.
Yes,
anybody in here got somebody that is directly or indirectly affected by drugs? Anybody? Then we got work to do. If you've overcome a drug addiction,
yeah.
We got work to do.
Because
it's bad out here.
Yeah.
It's bad out here.
Yeah.
And if you give your testimony, it might help somebody else.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Directly or indirectly. I know it's shameful and we don't want to admit that, you know, we got issues in our family. You know, we got... Okay, Lord. Okay, we got drug addicts in our family, we got adulterers in our family, we got liars and backbiters in our family, but we that are spiritual are to restore unto the one. We are supposed to go to them and give them truth whether they want to hear it or not, because you're not speaking to the flesh, you're speaking to the spirit. So like Paul said, it's not grievous to me to write to you again and again, even though I'm saying the same thing, it's for your good. It's for your good. You got to press in to press on. Hallelujah. He said, this one thing that I do, I forget those things which are behind me, and I reach forth unto those things which are before. What lies before you? I know we all, you know, got a goal to go to heaven, but what goal are you reaching for on the earth? What has God called you to do on the earth? Hallelujah. Press in the Greek means to pursue as in a race.
Yes.
Or to pursue or chase somebody swiftly. I'm chasing somebody swiftly. That's what press means in the Greek. How many of you are pursuing somebody? How many of you are running a race swiftly trying to catch somebody to tell them about the goodness of Jesus? We have to have Christ-like behavior. But we have to maintain our focus. He said, I press toward the mark. The target is not just spiritual. It's a moral and a spiritual target. We have to be morally right and spiritually right. Do everybody know what that means? Moral, spiritual. Well, I can't see that. I'm seeing it. Everybody got that? We have to be moral and spiritually right. Hallelujah. You know, at one time there was a saying, it's been a long time, but I don't even know if people say it now. What would Jesus do? They used it as they were putting it on the bracelet. It was like a slogan. But that should be our lifeline. What would Jesus do? We got to have a Jesus consciousness with every decision that we make in our life.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that unless you're desperate to leave those things behind, unless you're desperate to get delivered, you will remain in the same mind state, in the same position that you're in now. You got to be desperate to get delivered. You got to be desperate to walk in liberty in your mind, in your spirit, in your soul. You have to be desperate to get delivered.
Yeah.
That means giving up anybody that ain't adding nothing to your life.
Yeah.
Let them go.
Yeah.
Let them go. Because you got to press in to press on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen, Shonda. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. God is calling us higher. He's calling us to Christ likeness. How many of us live Christ likeness? I mean, this shouldn't be nothing that you should be ashamed of. You should be standing up. How many of us in here live a Christ-like life? Amen. 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 Thank you, good. Amen. And see, the people that know that is the people that live with you. The people that live with you. I'm telling you, you have to press in. Look within yourself. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is within you. So therefore, we're out here looking, trying to find peace and joy and happiness in everything that's external when it's internal.
Yes.
You have to press in to press out. You have to know yourself. You have to know what triggers you. You have to know what bothers you. You have to know that thing that will cause you to go back. Because if you don't recognize it, if you don't identify that thing that will take you back, it'll creep up on you. The Bible says the evil communication.
Uh-huh.
Corrupt good manners.
Yeah.
Eat gossip.
Yes.
Evil communication. Corrupt good manners. You have to press in to press on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's 2 points that I want you to take with you. We must maintain a compass-like focus.
Yes.
A compass, what does a compass do? It'll tell you where you're going. And if I'm pressing toward the mark, Christ likeness, upward, we're pressing toward heaven, we're pressing toward Christ likeness, then I need to maintain a compass like focus. I got my eye on the prize. And so because I got my eye on the prize, there shouldn't be nothing in your life that could come to hinder you to take your eye off the prize.
Amen.
You must maintain that focus.
Amen.
A compass-like focus. You must maintain that focus. And then you have to know how to press even in the midst of a storm. Hallelujah. There was a woman with an issue of blood. Hallelujah. For 12 long years. Hallelujah. The doctors had done her wrong.
Yeah.
How she had spent everything that she had.
Uh-huh.
So she had to go against the status quo.
Yeah.
To keep that compass like focus to get to Jesus.
Yeah.
She had a mission on what she wanted to do. And so even though if they knew that she was out in public, they would have stoned her to death. She kept that compass like focus. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. If I can just wiggle my way through the crowd so I can get to Jesus. If I can just get to him. If I can just get just close enough to him. If I can just die. If I can just cross my way to get to Jesus. I know that I will be healed. I know that I'll be set free. But I got to maintain. I got to keep my focus. I'm already pressed in. I already know what my situation is. I'm hemorrhaging and I'm about to die. But I got to make it to Jesus.
Yes.
I got to get to him.
Yes.
I got to maintain my focus. Hallelujah. Even though when Jesus said, who touched me?
Yes.
The disciples told him, you got all this crowd around you. I mean, how can you say who touched me? Because the virtue had went out of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. But you gotta keep that focus. Oh, hallelujah. You got to press in. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to press in. Sometimes we don't want to move the food away from the table. But some of the Bible says that Jesus said in Matthew that when you fast, he didn't say if you fast, because some things go up not out. But by prayer and fasting. But you gotta maintain your focus. Oh, hallelujah. Even David in Psalm 51, he said, Lord, hallelujah, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. Take not thy free spirit from me. He was saying, once you do this, Lord, then I will teach transgressors their way. There's some things that we just got to let go, that we can't even be effective in ministry because something is holding us bound. We got that residue on us. the residue of past, the residue of lying, the residue of sin upon us, and we can't move. David said, just restore unto me the joy. Give me joy about being saved. Give me joy about living right. Give me joy. Hallelujah. That I may press in.
Hallelujah.
To press on.
Praise.
Oh, hallelujah. And then there was a man. His name was Jesus. Hallelujah. At the age of 12, they was questioning. Hallelujah. Questioning, like, how do he know all this? But he pressed on. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they called him Beelzebub, he pressed on. Hallelujah. When you know who you are in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus knew who he was, and he knew what his task was. You see, I ain't took my eyes off my focus, but I'm talking to you. Hallelujah. 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 Do you know who you are today? Do you know who you are in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. Because that's the reason he was able to keep his focus. He said, my meat is to do the will of the Father. I do all those things that please him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they took him from judgment hall to judgment hall, he kept his focus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they was questioning, he kept his focus. Hallelujah. When they was whipping him, he kept his focus. Hallelujah. He continued to press. Will you continue to press in the midst of your storm? Will you continue to go on and do what God tells you to do in the midst of pain, in the midst of sight? See, sometimes it's so easy for us to give up because we start saying, Lord, why me? Why I got to go through this because of your choices? Your choices called consequences. Hallelujah. But when you maintain that Christ-like focus, when you have that Christ consciousness, you will be like Jesus. And you will keep your eyes on the target. You will keep your eyes on the prize. All Jesus wanted to do was please the Father. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't allow nothing. Young people, listen to me. If you got a goal in your life and you truly want to reach that goal, don't allow nothing to take your eyes off the prize. The world is mean today. There's a whole lot of things going on. But us that call are called by the name of the Lord. We got to maintain our focus. And we can't compromise. Let me get that right. You can't compromise.
Come on. Yes.
What you believe.
Come on.
I don't care who you love that get involved with that transgression. The transgression of the law is sin. So whoever you love, see, all of us in here are going to be tested. I'm being tested now. My granddaughter is going through something right now. Mm-hmm. But I told her, I'm going to love you regardless.
Amen.
I'm going to love you. But I don't agree with you. I done raised you. I done taught you. You know the Lord. You know the truth.
Yes.
I love you, but I don't agree with you. We got to stop upholding right.
Yeah.
Wrong. We got to stop. I don't care if it's your granddaughter, your child, whoever that you love. If you love, who do you love the most? God or them? Because see, you're going to be put to the test. You're going to be put to the test. You're going to be tried with all these laws that's coming into the world today that goes against the word of God. You will be tried and your heart going to be tested. But you got to keep your focus. You got to press in to press on.
Yes.
You got to be like Jesus. He carried that cross. He was pressing. Even if he was carrying the cross, they was mocking him. They was spitting on him. They was doing all manner of evil, but he kept his focus.
Yes.
Oh, he kept that compass-like focus. He knew that he had to do what he was sent here to do, and he kept his focus. Hallelujah. Can you keep your focus today? Can you keep your focus today? Can you maintain that Christ-like focus? Can you reach the goal? Hallelujah. You got to press in, to press on. And Paul said, I forget those things that are behind me. I count that as dumb. Yes, that's who I was. Yes, you know, with man, see, with man you may be privileged, but it may go against what God says. Let me say that again. With man, you may have favor with man. Paul did. Yes. Am I wrong? Paul had favor with the Pharisees and the sect. They had given him a paper to go do all manner of evil. And he had faith. He thought he was doing the right thing by God until he met Jesus. See what I'm saying? Are you doing the right thing or are you doing the God thing?
Come on, man. Hallelujah.
Sometimes there's a difference. We would like to hope that our life is lined up with the Word and we're. But sometimes that flesh gets in the way. And we want to do what we want to do. But the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man.
Yes.
But the end thereof is death. You got to press in to press on. You got to look within yourself. You got to have a Christ-like consciousness to know that when something is not right, you back up away from it. Regardless. Maybe you're having a birthday party. It took me some years. My mama is she liked to have her birthday parties. And for a while, I wouldn't go. I had to make sure it wasn't going to throw me back. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You got to make sure things ain't going to throw you back. The things that your friends do, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we like to laugh and they acting silly and doing all that. But you got to make sure it ain't going to flip you up, going to trip you up. Evil communication corrupts good manners. That's what the Bible says. Keep sitting there and listen to that mess. You'll find yourself, then you start talking in the mess. Then you start being a part of the mess. You got to let those things go. Anything in your life that's not adding to your life, anything in your life that's holding you back from being who God has called you to be, you have to let it go. You got to press in to press on. Morally and spiritually. We have to continue in this world being Christ-like. We can't jeopardize who we are because we don't want to misrepresent God.
That's right.
We don't want to misrepresent God. We want to represent him well. And believe me, if you have accepted the Lord as your Savior, everything you do, everything you say, every behavior is being watched by somebody.
Amen.
And most times it's people like, I knew she wasn't changed. I knew she was still involved in that mess. And they're going to talk about you. They're going to mock you. You just don't let it be true. Because you have to press in to press on. Hallelujah. Let us stand. Even as Jesus was up on the cross, he continued to press. Can you imagine interceding on the behalf of people that's mocking you, that's talking about you, that's ridiculing you? In the midst of him pressing in, people were still laughing and mocking him, even while up on the cross. They were still mocking him, but he pressed on. Even a thief that knew he was wrong, that knew what he was up on that cross for, he knew he was guilty, but he marked, get us down from here. But he pressed on. And then there was the humble one. Lord, remember me.
Yes.
When you enter into your kingdom, mm-hmm. You got to know him for yourself. You have to know him for yourself.
Hallelujah.
It ain't about what grandmama said, daddy said, nobody said. You got to know him for yourself. I dare you to go in your closet and get on your knees and call out to him out of a sincere and a pure heart. Honey, you're going to have an experience that will change your life. We need to slow down, people. We all need to slow down and take some time to smell the roses. Hallelujah, because, you know, when I was growing up, only older people died. Now young people dying by the dozens. They dying by the dozens. We got to get it right. If there's anybody here that needs to press in,